Who can remember what was taught last Sunday? If you know, just raise up your hand without checking your note first. That was the pastor that preached what was taught. The topic, my sister, good, my sister remember. What was taught last Sunday, my sister?
As far as the scriptures are concerned,
you forgot? Anybody else? Praise the Lord.
Why the sun and the moon stand still?
Why the sun and the moon stood still? Good. That is your brother now. Who can give me a one sentence summary of the theme of what does that really mean? What was the sermon all about?
He talked about demanding what we want instead of just asking in prayer. The example of testimony we use in Nigeria of the rain. And that we should that we have rights as sons of God and children of God to demand and to receive what the Lord has promised.
So why, how was that related to sun and moon standing still?
It's relating to how the sun should stay still and how we give command to certain things instead of just asking the prayer.
Okay, any other summary? I want a summary of what is the theme. What was the theme of that? That was a good one.
So the theme was understanding the power of the God that we serve, that asking for the impossibility is part of, you know, our faith as Christians and trusting in God. The fact that Joshua, you know, had not finished the work of God, and there was still a lot of things that needed to be accomplished. He didn't complete the mission that the Lord had sent him was not completed, and that we shouldn't settle for any half measures. Everything with God has to be complete and in full measure. So we should understand the power of our God, knowing that there's nothing impossible with Him.
Praise the Lord. So what pastor said then was what? He was saying something like, don't settle for the status quo. Is that, if I get that right?
Don't settle for half measure.
Don't settle for half measure. What does that really mean to you? I want us to now begin to apply that to ourselves. What? How can I apply that theme? He gave three topics, three points. Who can remember any of those 3 points? Yes, sister. About this same theme of what you're talking about.
He said we should act when God whispers.
Ask when God?
Act when God whispers. Yes.
He said act when God whispers. That's one thing. Any other thing? That's one of the topics. Any other topic? You remember your 3 points? Yeah, remind us.
I said you have to know that God is with you on this situation.
Okay.
You don't settle for half measure.
Okay.
And that you act when God speaks or whispers to you.
Praise God.
Don't hide, but you have to act.
Good. Now, those are the 3 points. Now, let's begin to apply that to ourselves. I'm glad that we all... Now, take notes if you want to. How do we apply these points to us? Or what I'm trying to get is examples. Think of an example. Everybody's going to contribute now. Think of an example of your situation in your own environment, in your own neck of the wood, you call it. Maybe you are a student. How can I apply this principle of don't settle for anything less than what God promised me? How do I apply that? Maybe you are in the office. How can you apply that between you and your co-workers or your boss? So you are a businessman. How can you apply? Any examples? Give me an example. I want to raise up hands. How you can apply this principle in your lifestyle? Anybody?
If you are a student, you can apply this by, you have an exam or you're taking a course. And even if this course is very difficult, you can pray to God to help you. But you have to do your part, not to be slothful in business like the Word of God tells us. So that's you doing the work of God. You study and ask God for His help, and the Lord will help you. And you know, if you are making bad grades, you can have an A. The Lord wants us to excel. He wants us to be the head and not the tail. So that's a way to apply this to your life.
Okay, good. Another example. This is for students. What about an employee or so co-worker, whatever you can think of?
If I'm in the office, I'll pray for wisdom, I pray for guidance, I pray for compassion, and ask God to guide me.
Okay. Any other example of how you can apply this principle of don't settle for less? My brother.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I can remember when I applied this one of these examples, and that time I was living in one room, only a room, and I started convincing that I will not live in one room forever, that I'm believing to live in a greater place than one room. As God will have it, I moved from one room to two rooms. You know, in Nigeria in those days, if you cannot stand anywhere, you cannot live in two rooms because it was expensive. But I feel myself then, I said, okay, I prayed to live in two rooms. Now let me move on. And God made it where I live now is better than two rooms.
Amen. Praise God. I like that. Now the question I want to ask for a rebuttal is, what did you do? You said to yourself, I shouldn't be living in one room. So what did you do?
What I did, I was still confessing that this, I would move from this to the upper.
So confession, okay. What else?
Just like that.
Just believe in God and confess. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
The solution, what I believe or what I understand on this faith is according to what my brother just said, he lived in one room when he came here new. But he promised himself that he will not live in one room, that he must make something higher and better. And later he moved to two rooms, and at the same time later he would make it in a better place more than the two rooms. The reason why it is like that is why he made it to be like that is because maybe he has been working and taking down his work very seriously. That is what it means. Whatever you are doing, do it seriously, do it with honesty. That seriously means honest. Put honest in whatever you are doing, so that the sky will be your limit. That is the understanding on it. So because without being honest in what you are doing, you cannot achieve anything. So that is what I understand in all these things is don't start on half measure, always aim the full measure. But if you are not honest in whatever you are doing, that full measure, you may not achieve it. So what I believe, I appeal to all of us is whatever we are doing, let us do it well and be honest in whatever we are doing. Glory be to God.
Praise God. Okay, I'll come back to sister. We are still asking for examples of how you can apply these principles in your own life. So in different environments.
Praise God.
Yes.
There was a time, no more than 6 months now, I got a job. And then that day I was working, and then I worked 15 hours and I went to. And my supervisor called me, and it is time to sleep, you know. He asked me to come to the office. I said, for why? He said, you need to come down. What I did is 24 hours. And I need to come and complete it. I've already completed it and I'm tired. I'm going to bed. So the following day, she called me and she said, I asked you to come yesterday and you didn't show up. So she want to fire me. I said, anyway, anything you want to do, I did it. And she said, She's going to fire me. And instead of firing me, I fire myself. So, anyway, I just thank the Lord. As I walk away from there, I went to another place and they hired me at support. Thank God.
So just believe God. Have faith. If you know that you are tired and you cannot do anything, 16 hours is not a joke, it's 24 hours a day. So remove 16 hours, how many hours remain? And you still want me to come back to work? So I praise the Lord that God has not my faith.
So she said that she exercised faith and didn't settle for less. I don't know.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I'm going to talk about when God whispers. We children of God have to stay connected to God and identify when God speaks. I could remember the other day I worked in the hospital and I was getting toward the end of the shift, and I have a co-worker that had I didn't know what was going on with her, but what I just had, God just whispered to me to tell her that she should move closer to God and forgive. That unforgiveness in her life is going to block her blessing. So I told her, I was like, why should I tell her that? I prayed and God said, I should go ahead and I spoke to her. And later in the evening, she just kept calling my phone that person she was, the unforgiveness in her life, she prayed, she said she released the person, and somebody gave her a check just came from somewhere, and if she had not released the person, she's sure the check would not have come. So when God, we have to stay connected to God to hear Him whisper and walk accordingly.
Okay, that's another example of applying that principle. Our sister has another example of applying the principle that we are talking about. Now, before I go to my sister, you young teenagers, I'm going to ask you to give me an example. Oshie, or O'Neill, and Ben, think of an example of how you can apply this principle in your life. Whether in your school, you have an example right now? Now think about it, I'm coming back to you. Ben. Yeah, I'm going to my sister among these young teenagers to give an example. Do you understand the topic we are talking about, Ben? Do you understand the topic? You understand the topic? You don't understand the topic we are talking about? Okay. How you can exercise faith in your schoolwork now. So think about it, because I'm coming back to you young people, because we stopped the Sunday school for these teenagers so that they'll be part of us. And this is why we want you to listen. O'Neill and these young people and Sarah. My sister now has an example she wanted to give. I'll come back to her.
Praise the living God.
Yes.
I had a testimony, you know, from what God had done for me, because when God does some things, He does it in full measure. I was, you know, sharing the word of God with another pastor, you know, and I was hurting, I was in pain, and I was sharing, you know, Ezekiel 37 about the dry bones, you know, and I was hurting for months with this hand, I couldn't use this hand. And I'm still sharing the word because the Lord said, you know, if you put Him first in everything you do, He will take care of everything that concerns you. So as I'm sharing this, you know, dry bone with this person, you know, and then all of a sudden, I felt some kind of, you know, massage on my right hand. And I continued to share about the dry bone, you know, about what God told, you know, Ezekiel. He said, speak to this dry bone. And as I was talking about it, and all of a sudden, I lifted up my, it didn't stop, that massage stopped, and I lifted up my hand, no pain. I raised it up everywhere. I was shouting, and my daughter ran down and said, God has healed me. I was talking to somebody about dry bones. Here is a miracle going on in my life. It's a testimony. So what God does, He gives it to us in full measure. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Okay. Remember what we are, the theme of the topic is what? What is the theme of the topic, your last Sunday again? Don't settle for half measure. God wants to give you the best. And don't settle for half measure. You have to continue to demand your right from the devil. Number one. Full measure, shaking together, running over is what God wants to give to you. Okay? So So what we are asking you to think of is example of where you can apply this in your life. This principle of hear from God, because another three topics our brother mentioned. One of them was when God speaks, take the steps. That's the top topic. Recognize that, hey, this, you are not getting the full measure. If you don't recognize it, you'll be settling for less. Recognize that you have not gotten the full measure. That is one of the examples. Also, and the third example was the third topic. The Lord is with you. So that is your faith. Now, example of where you can apply it, but we are applying it already.
I want to speak on the topic of
affirmation.
Concerning the students, like youth, you may face challenges in your class if the subject is too high for you. Don't give up. The devil may tell you that you cannot make it. You cannot do this, you cannot do that. But focus your mind for who you are. Even Joseph knows who he is. That is why he did not remain in the prison. So tell the spirit that I'm speaking to you, because it's an enemy spirit, that is evil spirit. Tell him that you are overcoming. Jesus Christ has made us to overcome all things. So when you speak to him, that spirit will leave you and you will concentrate. Praise thy God.
Do you understand what our sister just said, these young people? Do you understand, O'Neill? Ben, do you understand what she just said? Now I'm going to put you on the spot now. This high school kids. If you make B's in your class, you make B's, maybe in mathematics. How many of you make B's? You make B's? A. You make A or B in your class, in math?
I'm not B above.
B and above. Good. So if you make a B, you can challenge yourself and say, did anybody make A in this class? Anybody? You say, well, that girl make A in the class. That boy made A in class. You can say, no, I'm not settling for B anymore.
Amen.
That's how you're going to apply it. You say, well, what am I going to do if I... Then you, like our sister said, tell yourself, I can do it. That's what she's telling you, how you can apply it. I don't want to make a B anymore. That girl make an A. Well, she has one head and I have one head too. That boy make an A. I'm going for A now. I begin to study and believe God. And then pray. And then study. And then you go for the next quiz. And you will make what? A. You will make what? A. That's an example. Amen? Who else have another example? As you say. Did you get that? How you can make A? Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Another example is on believing and trusting in God and then acting on the word. This is also a testimony and also a good reminder for me and people that are in the same situation. I remember when I was when I got involved in a rollover accident, and I was driving on this rural place. I had no idea where I was driving, but I got into a rollover accident, and the Lord delivered me from that accident in a supernatural way. So coming out from my car, I was like, well, I have no signal on my phone, I have no clue where I am, and I don't know if anybody's gonna find me here. But my belief was that the Lord that started this thing in my life, from delivering me from this accident, is also going to deliver me and get me home somehow. And several cars stopped by, they were driving, but they thought maybe I was like a runaway convict or something, because I was covered in dust. But unbeknown to me, the Lord was preparing a better deliverance. Somebody in his farm or backyard or somewhere heard the records of the car crash and told his wife that the Lord told him to go and help, because somebody needs help. So when he came there, he thought there were more than one, you know, casualties. I was like, no, it was just me. But the whole thing that kept amazing me is that the Lord was with me all the way. Even when I was in that highway, there was somebody jogging which is unusual for someone to jog in the middle of nowhere in the afternoon. And he offered me help, and he said, do you need help? Yes. Here's my phone, call 911 or your husband or somewhere, I'm coming. Left and went God knows where. After making that call, see this truck coming, and that's the person that the Lord said, go and help. Even though it seems impossible, but those are things to remind ourselves, like, there's nothing impossible with God. This person came in, stopped by, gave me help, asked me if I'd called for help, if I need to call my husband, and I said yes. He thought I was crazy. But I confirmed, and you know, the people at 911 or whoever, the emergency was like, yes, she did call. So I was asking him, did the gentleman come and pick up his phone, because that was what I used to call, and he thought, oh my God, you must either be hallucinating or you don't know what you're talking about because it's just me and you. But I was pretty sure that somebody had stopped by, running in the middle of the road from nowhere, had no clue where he came from. I used that phone, made that call, 911, the ambulance, the police, everybody came. But then it was later in retrospect that I knew that it was the Lord. The jogger was an angel. For whatever reason, I don't know why the Lord spared my life, but like Pastor Emmanuel was saying, the work of the Lord was not complete, and Joshua needed to get that victory completed. So we should believe, even though it may seem impossible, but with God, nothing is impossible. He has called us, we're His children. The why we're in this ministry, why we're His children, He only knows, and His work has to be perfected in our lives. We should not settle for less or for defeat, because the Lord is with us all the way. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, my brother, I want to ask something to it, and I want to, when you ask something to it, tell me exactly what principle she has just applied it. Among those three.
I'll add something to it. I just want to finish that thing because that miracle continued, because this same man that came to help by the accident, we never met him, but a month or two later, his wife, this young lady, walked into the nursing home looking for a job. So just by looking at her, there was something about her that was pleasing to me, and I hired her. And unbeknownst to me, a few weeks later, I heard her talking to other nurses about how this one lady had a rollover and her husband went to help. And I said, wait a minute, Carrie, what did, I think that was my wife you're talking about. So that's how God connects this whole principle. And going back to what the pastor said, to connect it is, just like she said, what she wants in her life is not complete. Her testimony is to stay and finish what God started in her life. But just to summarize what Brother Manuel preached last week, this principle has been deep for me all along, since the day Pastor Yato. I don't know if anybody remember, I just preached this sermon a couple of times about when you ask God, don't be timid in asking God for what you want. It's, I mean, he always says it's like going to the ocean and getting a bucket of water. You're not going to deplete the ocean. It's going to, you can go as much as you want and ask. So be confident. I apply that principle for myself a lot, because there's so many things I ask and he just does it. So that's what I understand about it.
Praise God. I'm going to wrap it up right there, because we just have 30 minutes for this, or 20 something minutes. So now you young people, you know how to apply this principle for schoolwork. We that are in the business, you know how to apply this principle. Don't limit God. Be ready for anything the Lord wants to give to you. Keep asking. Keep believing. Amen? You may say, oh, you let me give up. Don't give up. Keep believing. All right? So, we can keep on talking and talking about these things, but I don't want us to keep on. So that's why we have it to begin to think about it, and then you can talk about it later with even other people, share testimony. Unless you have question that, any question that is born, just question now. I'm through with examples. If you have any question on this, we can give you one more opportunity to ask questions. If it's not a question, we're going to wrap it up right there, and then we're going to share with one another. You can share your testimony with many more people. But this is just to make you know, this is how to apply the word of God. When you hear testimonies of others, Think of how you can apply it in your own corner.
I want
Amen.
Everybody to ask this question to himself, which is what I spoke on. Ask yourself, what is my night?
Well, as pastor is saying, what is your issue? Your night means
your
what?
Look, let me have it. I just want you to ask yourself sincerely, because all of us don't have night in our life. But at times we don't face it, or we delegate it to the background. Ask yourself, what is my night? Is it my health? Is it my relationship? Is it finances? Is it my work with God? Whatever it is, then you face it. And don't settle for half measure.
Or is it my grades?
Yeah, you can just push it aside and say, I'm leaving it unto the Lord. God wants you to have full measure, shaking together and overflowing. Joshua had a night in his life, and how did he face it?
I don't want to keep on preaching again. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We don't want you to turn into another preaching. Just give. Amen. Because you already preached last Sunday, and we are now trying to apply it to ourselves. Praise the Lord. Let's just thank the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this few sharing. And help us to meditate. That's how you meditate. Meditate on these things when you get home. Think about it. Continue to apply it to yourself. Amen? Amen. Praise ye the Lord. And I think what we're going to do next is what? We're going to stand up and praise for the honor.
All right. Let's just give God a thank God for that wonderful interactive Bible class. How many of you enjoyed that? Yeah, so we look forward to having that every Sunday. Right this time, we want to welcome the children, the juniors, back into the service. Yeah. So we want to welcome them. We know that they had a wonderful time as well. So we want to encourage everyone to be bringing their kids and also quiz them when you get home.
Hallelujah.
The junior class and hold them accountable. Amen?
Amen.
So this time, let's just stand up and just welcome each other since juniors are coming back and just greet each other. Let's just welcome each other right now.
Hallelujah.
And say hello to each person.